Life goes on, and so do we. Just how we do it is no mystery. One by one, we fill the day. We find a thousand different ways. Sometimes the answer can be hard to find. That's something I will never be. I'm always here for anything that you need. Rain or shine, I'll be the one to share it all as life goes on.
Life goes on. Carol, honey, you're gonna be late.
Well, I'll be ready in 5 minutes, but just because I'm going out, I don't want you to be jumping tonight.
Oh, yes, dear.
Hello, Pizza Shack? Yes, this is Barbara Weston. No, the pizza's not here yet. But it's okay. We don't want the pizza to arrive until my sister leaves. She's a health food nut. Right, red hair. How did you know that? The last time she called the delivery boy a messenger of death? Okay, I'm late. Dad's making dinner for me tonight. I've got to go. Tell the truth. Do I look soft? You paused. Oh, my God, you paused. I do. You can tell me. I look fat. Great, now I'm late and I'm a pig.
Oh, come on, McGee, you're not fat. How could you look fat?
Water retention. I am carrying around so much water, Jacques Cousteau is probably scouting me for his next Calypso. Carol, would you relax? Sam is great. He's nice, he's smart, he's a lawyer, and he doesn't have hair plugs like that other guy. He is great, isn't he?
As far as I'm concerned, you can stop looking.
Oh, no. I have a pimple. I'm bloated, and I have a pimple.
No, you don't. That's a sesame seed on the toaster. Come on, Dean, you look fine. What's the problem?
I don't know. For some reason, when I'm with Dan, I never feel desirable enough. I want to look perfect. I want to look sexy. But no, instead now I'll just ring the doorbell and say, hi, Dan. I didn't have time to stop and get dessert, but as a special treat, I brought Lake Superior.
Oh, come on, honey. You look lovely. Come on, just go. Have fun.
Okay. What are you two having for dinner tonight? Room here.
We'll work it out, dear. You go and have a good time.
Hey! Hey, you little fuck! Pizza? Come back here. I want your name. Everything except my lips. My lips are kind of tense, Sam.
Well, I can't let you go home with tense lips.
Did you say go home?
Hey, I'd love for you to stay, but I have to get up to court real early tomorrow.
So what if you think of me as a very warm and cuddly alarm clock? It's what I'm wearing, isn't it?
What? Are you kidding? No, you look beautiful. Now, I promise you, we'll have our late night tomorrow.
You've been promising me tomorrow for 2 weeks now, and Dan, I'm kind of tense. All over.
Carol, please, don't make this any more difficult than it is already. Well, good night.
If I'd known the evening was going to end like this, I would have finished my dessert. Ring. Shut up. I'm guessing your evening didn't go well. You're eating all the coffee cakes?
No, there are two more in the refrigerator.
Don't touch them, they're mine. Come, what's with you? You seem really tense. It's Dan. Things are so good with him, Barbara. I mean, he's thoughtful, he's attentive, he's sensitive. He just doesn't seem to be physically attracted to me, that's all. There, I've said it. Carol, wait a minute. You've been going out for 2 months. You have slept together, haven't you? Of course we have. Twice. In 2 months? Boy, that works out to be just once every...
Thank you.
I know I should talk to him about it, but it's not an easy subject.
Twice, huh?
Carol, you don't suppose that maybe he's saving himself for one big, giant Mondo time? No, Barbara, that is completely... Huh. No, that's ridiculous. Hey, Jack and I borrowed this really great beach house for the weekend. Why don't you two come along? And that way, if this Mondo thing doesn't happen, at least you'll be in a place where it's easier to talk.
Barbara, I don't need your pity. But I'll take it.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, baby. Oh, wait a minute. Are you okay? You look kind of tense. Good morning.
You're happy.
Yeah, I guess I am. You know, as of today, Laverne and I will have worked together for 6 years. I decided to give her a surprise raise.
That's great, Daddy.
I know exactly how I'm going to do it. I'm going to tell her I have something very serious to talk with her about. Then I'm going to furrow my forehead, pace back and forth a few times, look real worried, and then I'm going to hit her with the raise. I can hardly wait to see her face.
Forget it.
What did you say?
It's no thanks, no raise, that's all. Now, if you'll excuse me.
No, wait a minute. Can we at least discuss this?
No, I do not discuss my personal finances with anybody.
Laverne, I'm trying to do something nice for you here. Won't you at least tell me what the problem is?
No, it sets a real bad precedent. Once I reveal a piece of my personal life to you, it's only a matter of time you come walking in here feeling real comfortable, asking me how I am, how my evening was, before you know it, we're on a first-name basis.
We are on a first-name basis, Laverne.
That's not my real life.
It is so.
Room 1, Christopher Taylor, booster shot.
No, Laverne, I want to finish talking about this.
I'm finished, and again, I want to remind you that it's not my real name.
You stop that? Laverne, I'm going to continue talking about this.
Fine. Dr. Weston's office.
You offer her a raise, and all of a sudden you're snooping into her private life? What is that? I mean, people all over the world want raises. Here I am offering her a raise, and she doesn't want it.
I'm sorry. He's talking to himself right now. He shouldn't be long. Would you care to hold?
I never should have left you in charge of the coffee. This doesn't even look like coffee. Coffee does not have texture. When coffee spills, you're not supposed to be able to pick it up and put it back in the mug.
Carol, would you relax?
I can't. Dad and I have been alone in this house all day.
So talk to him.
That's why you came here, isn't it? What's the worst thing that could happen? He can say, you're right, I don't find you physically attractive.
Oh, yeah.
Well, good luck. Coffee?
Boy, it's really nice here, isn't it?
Barbara, you've got something on your neck, you know.
Oh, no, not again.
I think I better nibble it off.
Well, that's the only way. Something on her neck, you know. Cream? Jack, what do you think if you and I take a nice, quiet little stroll on the beach?
They're a very loving couple.
Well, that's good. At least you recognize it when you see it.
What do you mean?
I think we really have some kind of a problem here. You never seem to be able to get close. Not at your apartment, not here. Except that Barbara has this neppy neck thing, and I'm still real tense.
Hon, I told you, if it wasn't for this lower back problem.
No, really, please, listen to me. I've been thinking about this. And Dan, if you just want the two of us to be friends, that's fine with me. You just need to tell me that.
If that's what I've led you to think, I'm sorry. I guess it's just that there's been this other thing on my mind. I
I love you, Carol. I want you to marry me.
It's amazing what a ring will do for all that attention.
Hey, Harry. Got the old laundry over for you to do.
What?
Darn, I thought if I said it real casual, I might slip it by you.
Charlie, I'm not doing your laundry.
Come on, Harry. I hate the laundromat. I'm out of shirts. I'm out of underwear. Please. Don't make me use your pool again.
Boy, what a weekend. And do we have some major news? Can I tell him? No, Barbara, it's my news. I want to tell. Okay.
Somebody tell me.
Last night, Dan proposed to Carol.
Hey, I'm out of stock.
Honey, oh, you must be thrilled. Ah, when's the wedding?
I'm not sure. There are still some things to consider.
So, you're getting married. That's great, Carol. I know we've had our misunderstandings, but I'm truly happy for you.
Thank you, Charlie.
Just one tip. Don't lift that veil until after he says I do.
Charlie, what's it going to take to get you out of here?
2 loads of laundry, 3 masks.
Fine. It's those 2 white machines, right?
So, come on, tell me everything.
You know, Daddy, I will, but right now it's kind of new, and there are a couple of things I need to think about first.
Okay. All right, so tomorrow you'll tell me what you've been thinking, right?
Okay.
And Carol, I like him.
Thank you, Dan. Don't look at me like that. Like what? Like you know I didn't have that conversation with Dan. Like how can you even consider this? Well, one day, Barbara, you'll be 30. All your friends will be getting married and having babies, and you won't look at me like that anymore. I was going to ask you what bleach is.
Good morning, Laverne.
What the hell have you been doing messing with my book?
Well, I thought I would write out your check myself this month. What do you think of that? Laverne, I put up with a lot from you around here. But there's one thing you need to understand. You work for me. I'm the boss around here. Have you got that? Boss. Employee. And as the boss, I'm telling you, you're getting a raise, and that's final.
No raise.
That is for me, the boss, to decide. Very well, then, no raise.
Yeah.
Fine. You don't want a raise? No raise. I'm sorry I tried to give you a raise, Laverne. I'm sorry I tried to let you know how important you are around here. It will never happen again.
All right. If I tell you why, will you swear never to bring it up again?
Yes, never again. I will forget it immediately.
I cannot accept your raise because I can't start bringing home more money than my husband. There, I said it. I hope you're happy. I can't even look at you anymore.
Okay, all right. That makes some sense. How much more does he make?
My God, is there no end to this?
Okay. I just find it hard to believe, but in this day and age...
Dick is old-fashioned, and it's not so unusual. I mean, there are only 8 billion country western songs written about this exact sunshine. And every one of them ends with the man getting in his pickup truck and driving off to some other woman who makes less money.
I must be listening to a different station.
Are we done now?
Yes, thank you, Laverne.
You're welcome. She picked up her paycheck. I'm back in the pickup again.
Oh,
Oh, hi, sweetheart. I just saw a great old movie on TV. Something's wrong, isn't it? Is it Dan? All right, come on. Baby, come on. Tell me the problem.
I'm real confused, Daddy. I need help. Do you think we could just try for once, try to talk about sex like two adults instead of like a father and a daughter?
No, of course. Of course we can, dear.
Because it's not so much about actual sex as it is about sex drive.
Hey, I'm okay. I'm okay. I mean, I'm fine with this.
I have a healthy sex drive.
Go to your room.
Daddy!
I'm sorry.
It's just that Dan doesn't have the sex drive I have. He's more in neutral.
Well, honey, this is something that we does need to be talked about, but I don't know if it's as important for you and I to talk about it as it is for you and Dan to talk about. Well, you do talk, don't you? Oh, baby, wait a minute. Now, sex is one thing, but communication is what makes or breaks a marriage.
The thing is, Daddy, I'm getting older. I mean, this is a chance to get married, to have a life with someone. And it's almost perfect, almost. I mean, I've dated a lot of guys. I know what's out there. I don't know that I can do better.
So you're telling me you're going to settle?
You say settle like it's a bad thing. I think I'm just being realistic. I mean, in most ways, Dan's wonderful.
Come here, sweetheart. Let me tell you. You know, many years ago, I wanted to buy a roll-top desk.
Daddy, is this going to be an analogy?
Well, yeah. How did you know?
Because it's another furniture story. You told me about the dinette set when I was going to drop out of college, the rocking chair when I was considering moving to Atlanta, and the bar stools when I became a woman.
I used the bar stools for that? I mean, that's really more of an armoire thing. Anyway, no, dear, no, listen. When I was a young intern, I had my heart set on one of those old-fashioned roll-top desks. You know, the kind with all the drawers and the cubby holes. Well, I searched for a very long time, and finally, I found it. It had everything. It had the roll-top and all the drawers, but no cubby holes. But I think it's close enough. So I brought it home and put it in that very special place I was saving for the desk. And a funny thing, every time I looked at that, I never saw this wonderful desk. All I saw was no cubby hole. Honey, you're too good to settle. You deserve cubby holes. Think about that.
I will, Dad.
Good night, baby.
Coffee.
Oh, thank you.
You seem distracted. You okay?
Well, I've been doing some thinking.
Good, because there's a statute of limitations on ring wearing without yes saying.
I know, I'm sorry.
No, don't be. You should take your time. But there are a lot of plans to be made, not to mention tickets on the Concorde to be purchased.
Paris? Is that where we're going on our honeymoon? Paris? Oh, God, man, I love Paris. Paris is so romantic.
And there's so much to see. The Louvre, the Champs-Élysées, the Pompidou Center.
All I really want to see is the left bank from our hotel room window.
Come on. If all you want is a hotel, we could do that here.
But we don't. Do that here.
You know, I hear Mexico is real nice this time of year. I have a brochure.
We're not getting away from it anymore. We have to talk. Now, I think you have a real problem with intimacy.
I don't have a problem with anything.
No, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have phrased it that way. We have a problem. We have a problem. And we can work it out together. Hey, listen, I hope my ex-husband threw his sexual problems in favor with other women.
Carol, why do you have to overanalyze everything? There is no problem. And to tell you the truth, you're getting a little obsessed with this. Now, can we just move on?
No. No, I don't think we can. I mean, this is the first problem in our relationship, and if we can't work this through, what does that say about our future?
Carol, we have love. We have trust. You know, for most of the world, that would be enough.
It's not for me. I'm sorry. I need cubby holes.
Paid up through the first of the year. You wouldn't have anything to do with that, would you?
Well, maybe a little. I'll see if you can find the same holds true at your drugstore and your dry cleaner.
Oh, Lord.
Laverne, it's perfect. This way you get your raise and your husband will never know.
I guess there's yourself out in this.
Nope. You just might as well stop being so stubborn.
Well, I can't help it.
Well, I think you can. So, you see, Laverne, stubbornness is a lot like a credenza. Wait. Hear me out on this.
Coming up next, it's a brand new edition of Super Bloopers and New Practical Jokes. And later tonight...
Hello, I am Hans.
And I am Franz, and we want to pump
you up.
You can't see us right now, but believe me, you can hear how pumped up we are.
This week you can admire our muscles on the premiere of Saturday Night Live.